Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's what we do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Diana Nicklaus is here. Diana is the co-founder of SAM Architecture, which is an international architecture firm based out of Boston. She does business in has projects in the U.S. and Europe, and she is here to talk to us about a very important topic. As an architect, of course, she's a creative person. And they have to be right-brainers and left-brainers. They have to be creative and then make whatever they create work. So that's kind of a unique characteristic for someone to be. And she is here to talk to us about how we need to help our employees become more creative. Diana Nicklaus, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, I was just thinking about that. I've worked with architects decades, on residential projects, commercial projects, multifamily, et cetera. And architects are an interesting lot, you guys are. And what I like about you, about architects, the ones I've known, is you're kind of like me. You're never wrong. You're frequently wrong, but never in doubt.
Well said.
But seriously, you guys do have to be both brainers, don't you? You can't just be creative, because whatever you can create, somebody has to use, and it has to stand the test of time, and so somebody can make the last payment on it 30 years from now, right?
That's exactly right. Now, that's one of the things I love about the profession, is that it really does take people that are, I would say, extreme left brain and extreme right brain, because we do such a wide variety of tasks and projects that you get to work with people that bring all of these different skills to the table.
What if in a small firm you got to be both of those? I guess in a big firm you can have right brainers creating these create all these great ideas, and the engineers on the left, you know, and saying, "Are you out of your mind?"
That's right, and you need that. Sometimes that can get messy, but it's also really fun.
But that's part of the creative process, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So in small businesses, we need that in our teams, don't we? First, as a small business owner, you need to learn whether you're a right brainer or a left brainer, I think, don't you? What do you think, Diana?
I think so, although, you know, there are many of us that straddle that.
Right.
But definitely, I think that the employees that work in a small business, you hope that they have that sort of breadth of right brain and left brain, because they're going to be asked to do all kinds of tasks.
Your right brain, folks, is typically seen as the creative side, and the left brain is the more logical engineer side. And I've been told, and I believe it's true, because once I've thought about it and learned about it, I've been noticing it over the last several years. Your right brain wakes up before your left brain does. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Your right brain wakes up about 30, 40 minutes before your left brain wakes up. That's the reason why when you're in the shower, you have all these great ideas.
Right, and I know a lot of great designers in the morning.
Yeah, absolutely, no question about it. So, okay, and the reason I said something about small business owners should need to know, there are many, there are millions of entrepreneurs who are capable of envisioning and maybe even building something really creative that aren't necessarily capable of managing that.
Yes, that is true.
Which takes a more left-brainer. So you kind of need to know where you're going to fall one side or the other. But then whenever you figure that out, then you have to realize, well, I need people on the other side of the spectrum to balance me out, right?
Right.
And so what do we do after that?
Well, I think, you know, when we when we interview people, one of the questions that we ask them is, you know, do you see yourself more in a management role or more in the technical role or more in the creative role? And the responses are very telling. You get a sense of what people are sort of passionate about, what they feel good about, mm-hmm. but you also can see their path. Are they going to be more technically focused, more left brain? Are they going to be more right brained and, you know, want to be right there in the schematic design phase?
Mm-hmm. You know, a group of people who are typically the spanners, I'm going to call them the spanners because they can move back and forth between the left and the right side of the organization. You know the group of people who are more like that than anybody?
Who?
Salespeople.
Yes, I can see that.
Salespeople have to take what engineering creates and what marketing hypes and deliver it to a customer and make them happy with it forever.
That's right, and I also think when they are in that sales environment, they have to be able to relate to people who are left and right brain.
Both. They have to be chameleons. They have to be chameleons. So if you're working on a creative team, make sure one of them is a salesperson, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I love salespeople. So, yeah. All right, what else do we need to know about helping our employees become creative thinkers?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that we have certainly enjoyed about having a small business is that people can think more creatively about their individual tasks, but also about how we run the business, because we're able to make executive decisions when we want to, and we're not, no one is really bound by sort of corporate process.
Right.
So that's something that small business owners need to think about, and I think there's some trust involved there. You know, you're asking people to think about the direction of your business in a way that larger firms can't do that.
Right. No, there's no question about it. And that's why it's so critical for a small business to hire every employee in a small business is a key employee, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, that's one of the things that we talk about oftentimes is you know, your key employees. But the truth is there are no non-key employees in a small business because everybody, if you know, the average small business with employees is under 10 employees, as you know, Diane.
Yes.
Diane, and it's you know, so if you got 6 employees, counting you, and you know, each one of those people are a big chunk of your operation. I need your website, Diana.
Sure, it's www.sam-arch.com.
Sam.arch.
There's a dash between
dash
and arc.
Okay.
Yep.
Arc and then .com. Okay.
.com. Yep.
Stand by. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk some more about Diana's ideas, including I'm going to ask her, what's it like doing business across the pond?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.